In March of 1965, white and black citizens marched from Selma, Alabama, dramatizing for all Americans the fact that there are acts of discrimination which occur in the South, which prohibit black people from exercising the right of full political participation. In 1965, it was President Johnson who asked the Congress of the United States to pass a Voting Rights Act to try to ensure for these black Americans the right to vote, a fundamental right. The Congress responded, "Yes, Mr. President, we will pass a Voting Rights Act, but it lasts for only 5 years. In August of this year, the Voting Rights Act must be extended by the Congress. It is still needed. We know that. The results have been good. We know that. The Voting Rights Act empowers the Attorney General of the United States to send in examiners and federal registrars into what we call covered jurisdictions and exercise on behalf of the citizens that power to guarantee their rights under the 15th Amendment to the Constitution. The United States Attorney General must approve any changes in state or local law which would impact negatively on the right of citizens to vote. If the Attorney General objects, then the act cannot go into effect. Congress will expand the act. Congress will extend the act. Congress will expand this act to cover Mexican Americans in the Southwest as well as black Americans in the South. Congress can do no less than see that this constitutional right is firmly guaranteed."